2013 marks 100 years since California outlawed marijuana. In that time, cannabis has gone from cash crop to crazy-making hallucinogen.
A 16-year-old lad apprehended in the act of staging a holdup. 16 years old and a marijuana addict. Here is a most tragic case.
Yes, I remember. Just a young boy. Under the influence of the drug, he killed his entire family with an axe.
It's gone from being a symbol of free love to comedic punchline.
He's what we call an enhancement smoker because he thinks that marijuana makes every activity that much better.
Love Al Pacino, man. Did you ever see Scent of a Woman?
Yup.
You ever seen Scent of a Woman on weed? That's the way to see it, man. It's just whack.
And with the state Supreme Court poised to decide the fate of medical marijuana next month, the relationship between California and the drug could change yet again. Here with an update on the latest cannabis news is our pot correspondent, Stephen Short.
Well, there's always something new going on in this field, it seems. Now, to me, the most interesting underreported item from last week was that Gil Kerlikowske was in town. Did you know that?
I had no idea, and I don't know who he is.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Gil Kerlikowske is the director of President Obama's Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he was in San Francisco, of all places, talking to law enforcement officers about the Obama administration's 21st century approach to drug use.
And so what is that 21st century? And it's a new one, right? Approach.
Yes. And, you know, we had the chief of police from San Francisco and Berkeley, Mayor Ed Lee, was there. But it seems that this new approach would be that drug users need treatment and education instead of being sent to prison.
And are we talking about marijuana when we talk about drug use?
Well, I would think on a federal level that they're probably talking about all kinds of things. But because marijuana is a felony and is from the national point of view, it's on the same level as cocaine or heroin. So I would think all drugs.
Okay, so what else is new with this 21st century approach to drug control?
Well, I found this statement very interesting. He said that there is no war on drugs. Now, I know President Obama is trying to get us out of Afghanistan a little faster than he thought, so that war is over, but maybe he's getting them confused. I don't know. But he also said that calling cannabis medicine sends a terrible message to young people. So they don't think that's a good idea. Oh, and he was quoted as saying that the Obama administration strongly believes that legalization is a false choice.
Although so many states now are beginning to look at it very differently.
Well, that's right. And you know, but now we're getting into states' rights versus the federal. But speaking of that situation, I don't think there's going to be any possibility of Congress or the State Assembly passing anything in the coming year. As a matter of fact, Bo Kilner, who was a guest just this past Monday on the KALW's City Visions, he's a senior policy analyst at the RAND Institute's Drug Policy Research Center. And he was saying that even though these bills are coming up and being defeated, it's still an improvement. Here's a little of what he had to say on City Visions the other night.
Just the mere fact that these bills are appearing in the House of Representatives is itself politically, I think, significant because bills like this just did not appear in the House of Representatives a decade ago.
That's Bo Kilmer of the RAND Institute talking about the evolution of pot laws and pot legislation. So even if bills are failing, he's saying that is still progress in terms of cannabis evolution. Is that right, Stephen?
Yeah, it seems to be right, because it just wouldn't have even been considered.
And you're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan here with our cannabis correspondent, Stephen Short. All right, so here on a local level over in Oakland, Harborside continues to be operating. What's going on?
Yes, that's been considered quite the victory for Harborside and for the dispensaries. As you'll recall, I think the last time we were together on the air, Harborside Health Center's landlords, both in San Jose and Oakland, had been receiving threatening letters from the U.S. Attorney's Office informing them that there were illegal activities going on their properties. And if they didn't do something about that, that they could actually have their properties confiscated. Well, of course, no landlord wants to have their property confiscated. So they tried to start eviction proceedings with Harborside. And Harborside said, now, we haven't been doing anything illegal other than from the federal level, but both from the city of Oakland and I suppose San Jose as well, they were within the regulations. And in the state regulations, they were doing everything they were supposed to do. So they took it to court. A state court considered it and said, well, this is a federal issue, so we're going to kick it up to the federal issue. And then last month, a federal judge did say that if the federal government wants Harborside to stop selling cannabis because it's illegal under federal law, that they should go after that directly.
After Harborside, not after the landlord.
Yeah. Don't try to make the landlords do your job for you.
Well, so speaking of court cases, the California Supreme Court is going to hear a couple of pot cases in February. What's on the docket?
Well, one of these court cases in February concerns the city of Riverside, and they currently have a total ban on dispensaries. It is legal to have dispensaries in the state, but then each city has to issue permits in order for this to go through. And Riverside says they're not going to issue any permits. That's all there is to it. Well, this decision was upheld in the appeals court last year, but of course the opposite side says, well, under state law, you can't do this because it is legal.
So essentially somebody's trying to open a dispensary in Riverside and the city's saying, no, we don't issue permits.
Yes, or at least trying to correct that so that right now the city says you can't do it. And the other groups that are interested in either opening one or just seeing that it could be done are saying, well, this is a state law. You can't do this on a local level. Now, in a related case, also in Southern California, in the city of Upland is arguing that no city can totally ban dispensaries, which is what Riverside is trying to do too, because they are allowed under state law. Los Angeles tried this a while ago, and they've had to back down. So everybody's hoping that the court will detail how the cities can control dispensaries, but we shall see what we shall see.